until I lost my son Toby, I myself was probably quite ignorant. You know, I this word stillbirth would not even have crossed my mind. And it's kind of like a world you don't really know exists until you find yourself there. And what I've learned as the years have gone on, and I've done my little charity bits here and there, is that people are happy, so as an example, people are happy to talk about their grandparents who have passed away. So I could go to someone and say, oh, you know, my granddad passed away, I'm really sad about it. But the minute you mention baby died, suddenly people don't want to know about that. People clam up, and it's a taboo subject. And I just think that is so wrong. It's still a loss. He was, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Toby was still a person. He still had a life. Why can I talk about my grandfather, but I can't talk about my child? So I just really want to work hard to break the silence around stillbirth, and help others that are going through it, because it's just, again, it's something that you never really think about until it happens to you. And I have been so lucky to have gone on to have had my little rainbow baby Lily. But my pregnancy with her was really, really hard. It was a real struggle, because you just think that I didn't believe at the end of my pregnancy I was going to have a baby that was alive. You spend the whole of the pregnancy just waiting for them to die. And it shouldn't be like that. A pregnancy should be happy and joyful. And I think anyone who has lost a baby will learn that, and will know that we've forever been for a joyful pregnancy, because even if I go on to have another child after Lily, it's never going to be that stress-free enjoyment pregnancy. And I understand that anyone who's pregnant obviously are worried, but I think maybe not on the same level, because I can relate to that from when I was pregnant with Toby. I never, it never, like I said, it never even crossed my mind.